Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, welcome to the podcast. Let me pause and say on behalf of our pastor, Pastor Chuck, myself, our entire team, Merry Christmas to you. We hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. We hope it's a day that's filled with joy and peace and just the sense that God is near. In fact, if you are looking for a way to sort of dial in the day, whether you're by yourself or with family, you can go to our Facebook page and there's a little video there that walks you through the Christmas story. We'd love for you to do that today. Well, I know on the podcast over the last couple of weeks, I've spent a lot of time just talking about the gift of Christmas. I think this is so important because it's easy to get busy. It's easy to get distracted. It's easy, honestly, just to feel the weight of the world that we forget the greatest gift that was ever given to us. And so I want to hang out there today on this Christmas day. A paraphrase version of Romans 5:1 says this, by entering through faith into what God has always wanted to do for us, to set us right with Him, to make us fit for Him, we have it all together because of our Master Jesus. This reminder day today is so powerful that God knew before you were born that you would be sitting here in this moment listening to this podcast. He planned, I believe, to get your attention, even if it's just for a few seconds, so He could say one message to you. If He could sit down across the table from you, I think He'd say something like this, I've seen every hurt in your life, and I've never stopped loving you. You matter to me. I love you more than you will ever know. I made you to love you, and I've been waiting for you to love me back. Now, honestly, if you gave a Christmas gift and I never opened it, you'd be disappointed. In fact, I've told on the podcast a couple months ago how my wife got a birthday gift that went unopened for months. And finally, the giver was like, what's the deal? Why hasn't she opened it, or why hasn't she cashed the check? See, anytime if you were to give a gift and it go unopened, it feels worthless. Why? Because we didn't receive the benefit of that gift. It was this gift that was meant to be opened. It was a gift that was meant to be used. It was meant to be enjoyed. But when it goes unopened, its potential is never actually realized. Well, I know you know this, or probably know this, but Jesus Christ is God's Christmas gift to you. The Bible says that He gave us His only begotten Son. Yet, for some of us, we've gone through Christmas after Christmas after Christmas, and we've never opened that gift. We've never opened the best, the greatest gift of all, God's gift of salvation. We're separated from Him. There's something that we can't make up for, and yet He sends His Son to die on the cross to take my sin, your sin, and the sin of the world. That is the biggest gift. And it doesn't make sense to leave it unwrapped. It doesn't make sense to leave it underneath the tree. It doesn't make sense to leave unwrapped the gift of our past being forgiven, the gift of having purpose for living, the gift of having home in heaven. God has made a way for you this Christmas to be right with Him. And all you have to do is to receive that gift. The Bible again says in Romans 5, by entering through faith into what God has always wanted to do for us. That's the way that we open it up. That's the way we enter into this gift, is by saying yes to Him. And so today, I'm just going to close and I'm going to pray for us. And if there's never been a moment that you've stepped along across that line of saying yes to Jesus, I want to invite you, as I pray this out loud, you can pray it in your head, in your heart. It's not the words that make the difference. It's you believing them. It's your desire in your heart to say, I want to know Him. And so I'm going to pray and I'm going to leave some pauses in that prayer to allow you to do the same. Let's do that together. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for the gift of salvation. I'm scared. I've got a lot of questions, but I want to know you. I admit that I don't have it all figured out. I admit that I've done some things that I wish I could undo, but I believe you died for my sins, and I believe that you're alive today. And as best as I know how, I ask you to forgive me of my sins and save me. Rescue me. Thank you for sending the greatest Christmas gift ever. Please help me to live past my mistakes, further than my regrets, my sins, my hurts. Save me from myself and help me to live for you. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, if you prayed that today, that is the greatest gift that you could unwrap today. In fact, I've got some resources I'd love to send your way. Just drop me an email at bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. Again, that's bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. And I really believe that God wants to fill you with purpose, and he wants to show you why you're on this planet, and he wants you to fill the fulfilled life of knowing him. Well, again, I hope you have a great rest of your Christmas day, and we can't wait to see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these Weekday Podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.